Hey everyone, Bob WP here, and welcome to Content Sparks, a Do The Woo podcast show. Before I get into today's episode, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, GoDaddy, because they are continuing to sponsor us for another year, which is a big deal here. Couldn't do any of our shows, any of this content, the blog, the whole works, without our sponsors. And I want to give a special thanks to GoDaddy for continuing their support. Check them out at GoDaddy.com. Well, as we are getting closer to our actual first episode, and by that I mean with one of the co-hosts, a couple of things I wanted to talk about real quick. First of all, I have discovered that I really don't like talking head podcasts, and maybe it's myself. I don't really particularly enjoy being on here by myself. I like conversation. I like playing off somebody else's conversation. It's just much better. In the past, I've actually written up a draft and not so much read it, but used it as I presented some of these shorter podcasts by myself. And even then, it just didn't quite work. So if I do these at all in the future, I'm just going to do it off the cuff. And if you don't know what that means, it's just what's on my mind. So today is, like I said, the show before we kick off. The first show will be with Robbie Adair. We're going to be talking about AI. Probably learn a bit more about Robbie and what she has done with it, and then we'll go from there. Now, after that will be, of course, the shows with Ray Mori and Derek Hansen. Then I talked about that fourth show. I said that I would occasionally come in, talk about stuff. Maybe it'd be open with one of my other hosts. That didn't quite work. Rethinking that, who could I get in as a co-host for that fourth spot? So I thought through the process and I discovered that maybe there's one piece of content that we're missing, and that's video. I mean, missing in the sense of specifically talking about. So guess what? We have one more co-host joining us moving forward, and that is Christian Taylor. He has a company called Trailer Media, and then he has a great YouTube channel called Trailer Made. And I thought, why don't I call up a bio, get a short bio from ChatGPT on Christian, and I could read that off right now. Yes, I'm going to read that. And it goes something like this. Christian Taylor is a content creator, entrepreneur, and drummer. I did not know that. Best known as the founder of Trailer Media, and host of the YouTube channel Trailer Made, which focuses on online technology and entrepreneurship. His passion for video and content creation began at the age of 10 when he started making comedy sketches using Windows Movie Maker. Now, I think we're going to have to ask about that, because first we want to know if that's accurate. And then, I don't know, something we might have to dive into a little bit. Anyway, continuing, over time he transitioned to producing videos about consumer tech devices, eventually establishing Trailer Media in 2020. Christian's mission is to empower viewers by providing entertaining and educational content that inspires their entrepreneurial journeys. Now, that sounds like a ChatGPT. I didn't do any certain prompt, though. So pretty much the basics. He's been doing a lot of stuff, obviously, and since the age of 10. But what I look at as Christian's bio is, he's a cool guy. He's really getting into the community these days, and he is a perfect fit for the Do The Woo team. Short and sweet, that's my bio. Of course, you'll learn more about him. Christian and I think we chatted a bit before WordCamp Asia. He was asking me a couple questions about it. We got online, talked a bit more about it, and it's, sometimes there's somebody you just click with that just seems to work. And we got to meet up at WordCamp Asia, talk a bit more. There was something that just, I thought, okay, this guy here, he's a natural for Do The Woo. And by that, I mean, he just seemed to have the same values. He's really getting into the community. He was very active at WordCamp Asia and more recently CloudFest. And then I know that he's going to PressConf soon. So he's out and about going to all these events. Anyway, I just thought, hey, we got to talk video. I mean, you know, there's a lot to say about video. We're just starting to get into video. And hey, maybe I'll even learn some. I'll probably learn a lot, actually. But I just thought it would be a nice balance because the fact that, you know, we're getting into it more here. And he's been doing it for quite some time. So yeah, I'm excited about this to have him as a new co-host. We will be taking a break next Friday before we kick it off. I believe that will be April the 11th. Our first one will be coming out. In fact, next Friday, instead of doing a show or an episode of this, I'm going to put out a post about the Do the Woo stack. I've had a lot of people ask, what do you use? You know, what is your process? And it's quite extensive. And I thought, I don't know, with video, you know, trying to show all my different equipment, all this stuff, I think, no, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to make a post about that. Hopefully, I've been promising this a long time. Several people have asked for it. And I'll do that and push that out next Friday in place of this particular podcast. And yeah, you'll kind of learn all the stuff. It's a long and windy road when it comes to the stack here. Anyway, that is it. I did this all impromptu, just off the top of my head. And I don't know, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. The cool thing about it now that I have four co-hosts for each show for the month on Content Sparks is that we will be bringing in other hosts that we have on our team here. They might join us and get in on the conversation. So again, it's going to be a Do the Woo host only show, and you never know what's going to come out of it, really. So that's it. Talk to you later. We'll be right back.